wala ikaw na pagka may ulabi. Puro kaya kapag nandito.
One second, one. I gotta feel it, dude. Yeah. I gotta fucking feel it tonight, alright?
Got it.
Everyone, just let's live in the moment and let's see what the fuck happens, okay?
Okay.
I said not to fucking say anything, Felipe.
Okay.
Okay. No. That's Go. Five, four, three, two, one. Hi, everybody. My name is Bob, and I just want to bless everyone listening today. This is a very special episode. I have an old friend on that I've known. I mean, I've known him for a very long time, but let's do room introductions first. My name is Senor Robert Lee, Bob Lee. We've got Gilbert Flat.
Flat or no?
You have a flat face.
Flat or okay. No.
My name is Gilbert Flat.
Yeah, no, it's like a tiki statue. If I went on an island, dude, right?
Yeah.
And it was like a deserted island, right? Mm-hmm. And I went through the forest and I saw a gigantic tiki statue with three of your heads on the tiki statue. I would leave.
Oh, danger.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got my beautiful girlfriend, Kalila. She's here. Look at her.
Let's all take a
look at her. Take a look. Take a look
at
her.
Take a look.
She's the best. We got Fucknut. I can't even believe the racist shit he was saying earlier. You know what, this motherfucker, because Felipe was coming on and he goes, yeah, I like going out with Mexican chicks because they like to fuck and they make good babies. Is that what you said?
Best girlfriends ever had.
Shut the fuck up, white guy, man. That's fucking bullshit,
oh,
dude.
Oh my God.
Don't double down on price.
Yeah.
Do not double down on that.
This next guest coming here today is a guy, I think I met him in the late 90s. Maybe the Latino left as well. I think something in that time period. He just had an HBO special last year. He has a Netflix special out. He's probably one of the most interesting stand-ups out there. I love his voice. He's genuine. He's like a fat Benicio del Toro. You know, he is. His eyes are lost, you know, which I love, you know. They puff out. Look at that face, man. It just puffs out his face, you know? He's got good teeth. You did something to your teeth, huh?
What?
You bleach your teeth or something, or?
Yeah. I brush them, man.
You brush? Yeah.
I finally convinced myself to buy a water pick.
Yeah. Felipe Esparza, clap your hands, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
What's up, fool? Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How long have I known you, man?
A long time, man. I think the first time I saw you, you were wearing like overalls.
Oh, that's right.
You wore overalls?
Yeah, I used to wear.
Yeah, skateboard.
Yeah. Overalls? Yeah. You?
Like an overall, like really overall Dickies, fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Representing.
Yeah. I used to wear Dickies, but because.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? But yeah.
You didn't know why back then? Yeah.
You just had them.
Yeah, I just had them, yeah. Well, what happened was, back in the day, I've said this before, is that all I played was Hispanic rooms.
Oh.
Right? So then I'm like, I'm an Asian guy playing a lot of Hispanic rooms. I'll just go to the Army Surplus store and I went and got overalls.
Dickies?
Thinking that that's Dickies, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was just a weird fucking guy.
Did you get impressed?
You guys never said anything like, what are you wearing, fool?
Everybody thought you were the plumber.
Did you like me back then, or did you think I was weird?
I thought you were cool.
Yeah. I always liked you, man. I met you when you were, how old were you? Young, right?
We were hanging out at the Comedy Store, and they were booking that show with Carlos Mencia hosting, Jeff Valdez, and
Paul Rodriguez. Oh, yeah, Funny, or one of those, K Loco.
Yeah, Nelly Ganal.
Yeah.
Local Slam, that's right.
Yeah.
I just got there, and you told me, what's up, man?
Oh,
you should be auditioning for that. I said, what are you auditioning for? I didn't even know.
Oh, you didn't?
I was new.
Oh, yeah, you were new. You used to hang out with Gabe a lot, too.
I've only knew, back then, only known, the only Latino comedian that I knew besides, it was only Freddy Soto and Johnny Sanchez.
Wow.
And then you, I knew you.
You knew me, yeah. You knew me, Freddy.
But I knew Jamie Kennedy, and because I started at the Natural Fudge.
Oh, you did?
After Fountain, so I met him.
That's how you met Jamie?
Jamie Kennedy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said, Jamie Kennedy, man.
Yeah, not Jamie Masada.
I didn't say Jamie Masada. Why'd you think that I said Jamie Masada?
He said, like, Jamie, like, you know, Jamie Masada.
No, I didn't know. Wait, no.
Jamie Masada. Felipe. This is recorded. This is fucking recorded, dude. And I'm going to tell you something right now, man. I never said Masada, okay. Okay? I said Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just kind of affirming what you said, yeah, okay. Right? And then you got all fucking weird.
I'm weird.
You know what I mean? So Jamie Kennedy, not Masada. Jamie Kennedy. But this is before he was famous or what?
Oh, way before he was famous. I think he was living in his car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was trying to get to New York, London for some acting class. So he wrote a bunch of letters to a bunch of famous actors.
Whoa. Yeah.
That was before eFundMe, man. You gotta write a letter. You gotta write that letter. Yeah, you know, a real good letter with a thank you, a little quote in the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie, he didn't make it as a stand up, right? He did stand up, but he could audition. And that's how he got on the Scream, and then did you know him after that or no?
Yeah, I knew him after that.
Yeah.
At the Laugh Factory, I think I opened up for him at the Long Beach Laugh Factory, and he was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, that's right.
And it was cool that, like, when I came out of the show, she was out there selling merch. I was like, hell yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Selling merch.
Yeah, she was, yeah. Wow. That's like what, you know.
That's what chicks do.
All right. Kavanaugh.
Come on, man. You got to earn those chicken tenders.
What? Yeah. Yeah, so I knew him back then. But he's always been like that, this guy. He's talked the same, right? He's always super nice, you know, super funny. I was always afraid of Willie Barcena.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
But, you know, also I went to a lot of places where your name would pop up and it said, yeah, Bobby Lee mentioned you. Like when I went to Mad TV one time.
Oh, yeah.
Just to meet them, you know.
You know why? I think you are unique. You know that word?
Yeah.
I think you're unique, man. And then when you started hitting it, dude, I mean, you just got to feel pride, you know? Because let me say something right now, man. You have Hispanic comics, right? A lot of them do the same things. Am I not right? Right? They talk about the same things. But then when you get somebody that's like a little different, like you and Gene Pompa.
Hey, Little Bear.
Yeah, Little Bear, right? Gene Pompa, you go, this is amazing. This is what we need to be supporting. You know, you're not Hispanic. You're just Felipe Esparza, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
I was just born in Mexico.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Where?
Sinaloa.
Mm. Oh, I love it.
I was born by the town where they call it Chapo.
Yeah.
I love it there.
Yeah.
The fruits.
What are they known for?
The fruits.
Oh, just the fruits.
Right,
all fruits.
And the landscape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they have these frijole groves.
Frijole groves.
Yeah.
Groves.
Delicious. They refry them.
Where I'm from, they have stuff like that. They have this tree where actual gum grows. It's called guamuchil. Whoa. And it tastes like kind of like raspberry and strawberry. Mm. But it's an actual plant and you chew it. And it tastes like gum.
What's it called?
Guamuchil.
Guamuchil.
It's spelled G-U-A.
What?
Yeah. Or uchi.
Yeah. So it's like you're walking down a path. You see a guamuchil tree, right?
Get a little piece.
Well, do you have to climb the tree to get it? What?
Not really. You can just reach right there. They grow like flowers.
Oh, they do. And you just stick. You don't have to wash it or nothing.
Nothing, man.
And it chews. You chew it.
You chew it just like gum.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. My relatives live in Mexico. They're like savages, bro. They're like with beads on their legs. They put beads on their wrists and their ankles. My grandfather, that's what he did.
Yeah. Well, he used to be...
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah, I didn't do anything yet, though, but like... I go like this, and he goes, that's just like that.
Just like my grandpa.
Yeah. No, I didn't do anything yet. So are they naked? They have beads?
Kind of, no, they were like a little Tarzan, little shorts.
Oh, fuck, yeah. And is it because they're indigenous, like, what do you call it?
Indigenous, right?
They're indigenous, like, they're like Aztec.
Aztec-y, right. So you're an Aztec.
I was a little kid when I saw this stuff. I'm like, I don't remember most of this stuff. Yeah. I just know like little things my mom would tell me. Like my father, he worked as a machinist. So he knew how to, like, I guess, make shit with machine. And he took me to his job one day, and it was funny, man. But I saw a movie, and it kind of, wait a minute, that happened to me. This movie with Robert Redford, The Natural.
Oh yeah. I love that movie.
His father makes him a bat. Well, my father took me to work, and he got this little stump. And he made me a little fucking bat too.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and so I was like 3 years old or four. But after that, my dad didn't take me to work anymore. So I would try to follow him, and I think I ran away like 10 times when I was like three or four.
10 times.
My mom one time she tied me up like a rooster, like on my ankles to a gate.
That is how they tie up roosters.
That's how they do it.
Yeah. I was a gallo.
Gallo.
Gallito. Why don't you just put a little bell around your neck? Oh, don't people do good. That? Do people do that?
You could.
A little bell?
That's sad, but they probably do.
Mm. Where?
Disneyland has a bunch of yeah. kids like that tied up too, like little
harnesses.
They're the ones that like snap back too. So if you run too far, you like kind of bounce back.
Let me
to
ask you something. What's wrong with that?
A leash? Putting your kids on a leash? Look, if you have five kids, I don't blame you for keeping your kids on a leash. But if you have one kid, you should be able to watch that one kid. You shouldn't have that one kid on a leash.
But that got a really bad like rap when you see old ladies or ladies at the Walmart, and they have their kids on a leash.
Yeah.
Right? As long as they're not hurting them, is that bad? Or?
Yeah, but these kids would like run full steam in one direction and then all of a sudden come to a full stop.
Right. That's not
and break their spine.
Yeah, they'll get whiplash. Yeah. That's what it is.
They make it cute, though. They make these little leeches that look like Adventure Time.
They do. Oh, yeah, they do. They're all fancy.
Oh, they are?
They're like little backpacks.
Little backpack, little lunch bag.
You know, I'd make mine punk rock.
Ooh.
But with like spikes and stuff too. Yeah.
Oh, like
on the inside.
Like a pinch collar for dogs.
Yeah. So if you pull it, just get a little bit of a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a pinch collar for
dogs.
Yeah,
like a pinch collar. Yeah.
I put a muzzle on mine. He has a cold, watch out.
You have three kids, right?
Yes, I have three kids. I had my first kid when I was in high school.
Wow.
I was like 17 years old.
I didn't know you had a kid in high school.
Yeah.
But did you raise him when you were doing comedy and stuff?
No. She like a lot of things happened after that, you know. I remember when she told me she was pregnant, man, it was at lunchtime.
In school?
Yeah, it was pizza day on Wednesday.
So specific. Pizza Wednesday.
Yeah.
She told me I'm pregnant. I picked up my lunch, went to another table. Oh. Yeah, but you know, we broke up, you know. She went off with some other dude and never saw them again for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Then I won last comic standing and they filed for child support. Oh. Long story, she became the last baby mama standing. Yeah, for real. So
They took.
Funny man, when you get, I never noticed it, but I noticed now. But when you get a lot of money, it's like everybody finds out fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I owe like an oven, man, to Montgomery Ward. Oh. Yeah, they closed down like 15 years ago, but somebody bought the account.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
$229.
Yeah.
And an unemployment, getting checks.
Yeah. Well, do you have IRS problems too?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You know, I make money to owe them.
When I started making money, I didn't know you had to fucking pay five for taxes. So for
fuck.
5 years, I didn't pay nothing. And then one day I went to.
Were you doing urban comedy?
And. I owed the IRS like over $200,000, bro.
Fuck, that's hard to pay, man.
Yeah, I know. I had to go on a payment plan and the whole... Because, you know, people don't know. When you start in comedy, you're broke. You never think you're ever going to make any money.
Never, right? Man.
Yeah. And the kind of money you do make, you get like $100.
Mm-hmm. $50.
$50. Mm-hmm. We go to Visalia, right? Up there in that Holiday
Inn.
Where
the onion town?
Yeah. I went there with Garcia once and Jeff Garcia... I remember him telling me, hey, bro, you know, in our careers, I'm going to make more money than you. That's what he said to me.
Who said that?
Jeff Garcia.
What the fuck? I never fucking said that back.
He did say that to me. And then I remember him, I couldn't get any pussy. And he hooked up with a girl in the, we shared the same room.
Yeah.
I remember hooking up with a girl in the bathroom and me just being so sad on the bed. Mm. So sad.
you know. What's so funny? I couldn't get pussy for a long time.
I know, but the fact that you were just standing there, like, just thinking about a guy having sex with another woman.
I did that with Ari Shaffir, too, once. I was in a fucking closet, and watched him through the crack make love to a woman.
Did you have to watch?
I watched. I watched a little Jew fucking white cheeks go up and down.
One time, I thought I was going to get laid, but I actually drove this chick to go fuck somebody.
Oh, really?
What made you think you guys were going to...
Well, you thought you were going to get laid?
I was a rookie, bro. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. So you drove all the way over there.
You learn, man.
Through time, right? You make mistakes.
Now, man, it doesn't happen again, bro. Now you get a hand job on the way there.
Yeah.
I was fucked up, man.
But you always seem like you got girls.
Afterwards, you know.
Oh, yeah. When you got... After Last Comic Standing?
After Que Locos.
Right. Que Locos was great for us, though.
Yeah, I was... My first TV credit was the Showtime Latino Laugh Festival.
Right. I did that, too. I didn't do the Showtime, but I did go to the festival one year. I told you guys about that already. Mm-hmm. But those Que Locos...
Mm-hmm. With Mike Robles.
Yeah, with Mike Robles. For ethnic guys that weren't African American and white, right? The others, especially obviously Mexicans, but they invited guys like me also because they provided us a voice. Mm. Which is, that's why I always thank the, you know, the Hispanic comedy scene. You know, I opened for Mencia all those years and, you know, but I have to call Carlos about his Instagram. His Instagram is driving me fucking crazy.
Why? Not updated?
No, it's just like he does videos like, hey, I'm in Fort Worth, bro. Come see me. And then that's it.
That's Willie Barcena?
No, that was my Carlos Mencia. Oh.
They have similar Instagrams then.
Yeah, because Willie does that too?
He goes on some real weird rants, you know.
Right.
Hey, liberals.
Crazy rant.
That's all he says. That's all he knows.
Yeah. Is he right wing?
I don't know what he is, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Left hook.
Yeah. You're... What are you?
I can't vote, man. I'm not an American citizen. But I could pay someone to vote for me.
You could do that, yeah.
I think that's a great... Because I kind of don't want to vote either.
Just start telling people you're not an American citizen. Yeah. Bobby Lee.
I'm not an American citizen. They go, where are you born? I go, Shanghai. Is that a place?
Singapore, yeah.
Yeah, is that a place?
I think it's a place, yeah.
Shanghai. And they'll be like, oh, well, if you did vote, I can't vote. Mm. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, dude.
Also, if you're a criminal, you can't vote. Two DUIs, you're done.
Really? Maybe I'll just relapse again.
Just so you can avoid,
also, if you claim sovereign citizen... You don't have to vote.
Oh,
you
it's
have
like to, your you, own country?
Yeah, you don't have to. People do that, like, if you live in a Native American country. Yeah. Some white people get out, get away with it, except the airports, you know, because the airport is its own government. You can't do, you can't say sovereign citizen. Yeah. But you could say that in some places, and if only if you had, like, money, though, but the police can't arrest you. They have a sheriff, deputy, a county officer. The
sheriff has to do it.
Wait. The airport is a what?
Yeah, airport is it's one of those governor, weird places.
It's like being at the consulate, man. It's like its own government. Right
yeah,
there.
Like, for instance, at the airport, like they can hold you.
It can hold you for longer than they want.
Yeah, let's say, for instance, if you violate your visa, they can hold you there and not allow you in and just send you back. Have you not seen the movie The
Terminal?
Send
you back, no questions asked. Yeah. No argument, you can't have no trial, it's done.
Damn.
You
You've not seen the movie The Terminal?
The Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, where he's just stuck there. He lives there.
Okay, so if I'm Swedish, right? Let's say I'm Swedish, right? And I went on a rape spree.
Okay. At the airport or just
in Sweden.
Okay.
Is that...
Something else spree.
Oh, right,
we're on a illegal shopping spree.
Yeah. Let's say I'm Sweden, right?
Yeah.
And I just, you know, kill babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I killed like 20 babies.
Yeah.
All right.
That's better.
And I
so
somehow.
You're a woman.
Yeah. No, and I got on a flight to LAX. I get to LAX. What can I just stay at the airport and not get in trouble? Just live there, like the terminal?
Well, no, they're definitely not going to allow you in past immigration.
Yeah, but can I live in that area of just from the gate to that
yeah, depending on how they want to hold you, it's up to them. He's saying that you really are subject to the laws of that airport.
Wow, I don't understand. How do you hold your money?
A wallet.
You just have a regular wallet.
Regular wallet.
Yeah.
Came with cologne.
We're gonna get you a Ridge wallet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Do you believe when I say that I'm gonna get you one? Do you believe
me? Yes, I do.
Well, we don't have one right now.
But I'm gonna get one.
I swear to God, I'm gonna do everything I can to get you one. Okay, for free.
Okay.
All right. We don't have any right now.
We'll get tomorrow. We need to get to.
But make sure when George, when we get a Ridge wallet,
one for free.
Because you know, I say I lie a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and I tell people. Right, I told Rob Riggle once that I was gonna get him a vape set. Right,
Rob Riggle, who's that?
He's an actor.
SNL, right?
No. Like a white
comedian. He's a white comedian.
More actor.
He's kind of like a jockey, bigger, older kind of guy.
He's on ESPN.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him, man, do stand up comedy once in Denver. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
man.
He's good.
He had this, I don't want to say his bit, but he has this funny ass bit, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so you know Rob Riggle.
Yes.
So one time I did his ESPN show.
Yeah.
And when I was leaving, I go, he saw me vaping. And he goes, oh, I smoke. I want a vape. I go, I'll get you one, man. What flavors do you like? All that stuff, right? And he told me, and then I just never did it. So I just say it, but then like a year later, somebody told me that he complained about it. Like that fool was supposed to get me a fucking, like 6 months later. So when I just thought to myself, when I say, hey, I'll get you one, I shouldn't say it. Number one, if I don't mean it, I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But if I said it and I just said it, I have to get him one now. Mm-hmm. That's how the world works.
Yeah.
Okay? So, George, get on it.
Yes, sir.
Get him a fucking Ridge wallet. You have it on there? Yep. What colors do you like?
What colors do you have?
Titanium.
Well, there's blue, there's gold, there's desert tan, there's olive green,
black.
There's black carbon
fiber.
I'm going to show
you what they look like. This is what they look like, okay?
Oh.
You don't like it?
Oh, they look good.
Right?
He loves it.
Right, there's a little money clip here. Yeah. And but see, they can't.
There's tricks to it. Look.
Yeah.
You push this to get your cards out, and then to separate them, you hold this. Like push this down together.
What,
and
like this?
Flap out. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Kawhi! See, it's so simple. Like it's the so Ridge simple. Wallet. So
it's
simple.
So simple. Yeah.
Good one, Kawhi. Very good. Good hack. Really good hack.
Like, do you like it?
Good.
The technology.
It's great at the airport.
It's great
all
at
your
the
cards
airport.
Fly
yeah,
everywhere,
fly out, all over the ground, and then somebody steals one of your cards. It's great.
Yeah,
you, baby. Let me just say something right now, okay? We are gonna lose a sponsor. All right, we are absolutely gonna lose a sponsor if you stop with your antics. All right,
you're hacked.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not a fucking
it
thing.
Is.
All right, it's not.
Look, you're supposed to press down so it fans out. You just don't. You have little like. Ape thumbs. Your ape thumbs can't handle
like,
a Ridge wallet.
Like this? It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
No, just one side. Just pinch one
why
side.
Why the fuck did you give me to do it?
Maybe I have too many cards.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get you one.
Oh, right.
One of these fucking Ridge wallets.
Ridge wallet. Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you even have opposable thumbs?
I have fucking... look at that. They're shaped weird. This one I slammed in a door, and that's why it's flat.
I wish that one was slammed by a door, too.
Why this one?
Because the normal one is weirder.
It is?
Yeah.
Baby, how come you date me? I mean, you look at my fingers and you go,
I don't know. I'm questioning everything right now.
Yeah.
Don't show me your thumbs again, please.
Is there anything your wife calls you out for on your body?
No.
Oh. She likes everything about your body?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I don't hear no complaints.
Yeah.
Maybe we break up. Maybe I hear him.
But how long have you been? How long have you been married?
We've been married since 2014.
I really like her. She's super sweet. I did your podcast. She's just a sweet lady. Do you guys? So since 2013, you've been married. But how long did you date with her before that?
10 years. Eight.
Let me ask you something. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do you keep the love, you know what I mean, the sexuality is, you know, new and exciting?
I don't know.
Do you guys still do it?
Yeah.
All the time?
We try.
Are you forced?
See, that's key. Try.
We try. We try. would you say twice a week?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
That's healthy.
That's healthy.
Twice a week.
And she reminds me of you in the sense that she's like, she's a business. You, she's in business with you, right?
Yeah. Manager.
Yeah, she's a manager and she...
producer of the podcast.
Right. And she's helped him. I honestly, like, I can't imagine my life without Kalila. I love her so much. But she does so much for me. And all the girlfriends I've had before, just, you know, they were just my girlfriends, but they weren't involved. Doesn't it feel like great when they're involved?
Yeah.
You trust them. You guys fight a lot?
No.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are just sweet together, huh?
We argue, but not like fight, like hit each other or.
Yeah, I know. I know that kind of fight. You've never hit her.
No, we don't yell at each other like a supermarket, nothing like that.
Supermarket? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't seem like a violent guy at all.
No.
You've never been violent.
I have been violent, but that was when I was younger.
Right.
Haven't we all?
Love in my 20s.
Yeah.
Worst thing you've done, 20s.
In your 20s, huh?
Yeah, like I didn't watch that Conor McGregor fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that guy going after each other and you know, the way they went after each other.
Yeah.
That's a real fight, man. People don't know what a real fight looks like. You know, they've never been punched in the face. You know, unless you've been punched in the face or you went after someone who punched you in the face or embarrassed you in front of your lady where you look bad.
Yeah.
You'll never know what was going through his head, you know?
Right.
Like, I remember I got into a fight with somebody and I thought that he was going to beat me up, but I ended up beating him up. And I was feeling good, you know, I had the adrenaline going. I took my belt off, started whipping him like an animal.
Was your go-to move?
That was your go-to move, yeah, like an animal.
His brothers came out of the house. Like I'm like, it was the best ass beating, bro, in front of your house, you know? Your dad's looking out the window. He's yelling at you from the shower, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His brothers jumped in. They beat the shit out of me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
But I still whipped the guy with a belt, you know? They can't take that away from me.
Can't take that back.
At the end of the day, you won.
That's a good finishing move.
That's a belt whip.
Yeah. Even though they beat me up, man, you know, like, their brother still has, like, Hecho en Mexico on his face.
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they jumped me when I was about to pee on him. they thought it was too much. You know?
That's a finishing move.
That's too much.
That's a bit much.
That's a little too much. That's the law of the streets, you know.
Oh, that's allowed.
You know, it's either going to get peed on or someone's going to kill you, you know. I'd rather get peed on.
I would choose that too.
I would change my attitude. You know, start going back to school.
Yeah. Like when Ari
got my shit together.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. I got my shit together, man. I went to rehab.
Oh, did you really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wait, because of, not for pot, for other things, right?
No, for fighting, you know, and not getting into trouble. Hooked on crack.
Right. All right. Oh. Wow. You just smoke pot now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I asked you before we started.
You ask me if I smoke every day.
Do you smoke every day?
Every once in a while.
What does that mean?
Not today, man, because today I was running around all day. My wife and I were pitching a show tomorrow
for
NBC.
For NBC? A single camera or three camera?
We're going to lie and stay on the other one.
Multicam,
and then when we shoot it, it's gonna be single cam.
Lies?
Are you gonna lie to them?
I love that.
You gotta agree with the studio with whatever they want, bro. Because later on, you rewrite it, they never read it again.
I know, I know. I mean, I'm on a show now, and they just take things away, and they're just so. I had one line, right? I shoot tomorrow. I had one line that says, "I know." Which is like the only laugh I get in the whole episode.
I know.
The line is, I know. But I in my head, I'm like, I know how I'm going to say it. And I know how I'm going to leave a little pause, right? To make it a little awkward. And I just looked at the fucking thing and they took it out. Because I did it at the table read last week.
So what
do
you say no?
Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway, though.
Do it.
I'm going to fucking do it. You know why? Because white people don't control us.
Hell no.
Right? We're fucking fat ethnics. And we're going to fucking win, right?
Yeah.
Are you a fat ethnic like I am?
Fuck yeah.
You are?
I'm fat as hell.
Me too, man. When you look in the mirror, do you think you should lose weight?
Sometimes. A little bit of weight.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way you... Do you think he's healthy looking?
I swim. I do push-ups.
You swim a lot?
Yeah.
I swim in my house. a little pool.
Yeah, but you're. I think you're. That's a healthy weight still. I mean, you know, I love Gabriel, but I think that weight is a little dangerous. Don't you think?
For who? Gabriel in the elevator or what?
No. Not people that, not people on a fucking elevator. I mean, just.
Tennis shoes?
No, not tennis shoes, man. What I'm saying is, inside, there are probably going to be complications.
Of course, you know, like, I don't know like how much the body can hold your heart, you know?
Yeah.
That's true, but you know what? There are a lot of really unhealthy, slender people. It's just that their genetics don't allow them to get any bigger.
But there's healthy big people, right?
Yeah, and there are healthy big people. Like, yeah. For instance, a lot of, like, Filipinos, because genetically we're not, like, predisposed to being very, really big, but a lot of them, past 50, are all diabetic. Mm. So many are diabetic.
That's when, you know, Rick Ingram, right? Rick Ingram is a comic. You know Rick Ingram from this Comedy Store? He's a comic.
The one that had a podcast with Eleanor?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He doesn't... He is a skinny guy, right? White dude. Super skinny. When he was opening for me at Caroline's back in the day, he was on his tummy, and he goes, I can't move. I go, get up! You got a show to do! And he got up, and he could barely do the show. And he went... Monday, went to the hospital... And he has diabetes.
But maybe type 1 since he's so skinny?
Why?
Maybe he just doesn't produce insulin. Maybe that's more... That's very different from type 2. Oh, type 2 is something that obesity causes. Is that the right causes. Kind of thing?
There's two different kinds?
Yeah, it's very different.
There's two different kinds of diabetes? Yeah, how many are there? How many are there?
Is this new?
How many are there?
You're the thing that
Can I get type 6?
Maybe. Ooh, damn. I think you already have it.
There's type 1 and what?
Type 1 is just when you're born and your pancreas just doesn't produce insulin. So there's no way for you to store sugar. So you just have high blood sugar always.
Okay, well, then he has type 1. So that my story.
But you could but still have type 2.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, I love you. I mean, but man. Let me just say something. I was wrong. I'm not a medicine man. And everyone hear it first. Here, there's two types.
Tiger Belly exclusive. Tiger Belly exclusive.
Science alert.
Exclusive. Diabetes, there's two types. And be careful for both.
Be careful.
Everybody. There's die and there's beaties.
You can either get dia or beaties. And you heard it from Dr. Felipe Esparza, our MD, okay? Yeah. There's dia and beaties.
Funny you say that.
Really quick, before we get to the next thing, we have amazing new sponsor. It's called...
Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos. And guess what, guys?
What?
All... commission free.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my lord. Hello. They strive to make financial service works for everyone, not just the wealthy. You know, this is for us guys.
Yeah, and especially for someone like me, I get very intimidated anytime anyone talks about like stocks or things like that. And I'm kind of an amateur in all of this. So when I got Robinhood, I didn't need George or Bryce.
Or Gilbert. I'm also very good with money.
Helping me but out anymore. It's very self-explanatory, very intuitive app, and I've been doing all of my stock and investments on there.
Yeah. Have you guys tried it?
Oh, yeah. Bryce. Yeah.
Free stock.
Bryce got a free stock because I signed up under him.
Oh, funny that you mentioned that, because Robinhood is giving listeners free stock like Ooh. Apple.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sprint to help build your
what
portfolio.
Do they gotta do for that?
All they have to do is sign up at tiger.robinhood.com. That's tiger.robinhood.com for your free stocks. Now back to the show.
Woo!
I was doing a show on Liberty Live on Saturday.
Yeah.
I played host 350, right?
Yeah.
125, Friday first show. 145. They said, wow, that's the most people we had in a while. I said, who was here last week? A local guy?
I know. I love how they make excuses. When you go on a road and it's light, sometimes they go, it's the weather.
That's it's what the club said?
Yeah.
Oh.
The like, weather?
Or the Lion King's in town.
Or the, yeah.
They told me Comic-Con.
What? Comic-Con, yeah.
Comic-Con. Oh, Comic-Con.
That's why we couldn't get no press.
Yeah. Do you get depressed when you're out there?
The Yankees are World Series, so... Whatever, yeah, man.
Whatever. It could be anything.
But when I was there, the first time at Liberty Live, there was actually a blizzard, so they canceled the first show on Friday.
Wow.
Man, it was boring, man. It was boring because none of the staff could go home. Everybody was stuck there.
Oh, wow. Did anyone show up to the show?
No, there was no show Friday.
But you were just there.
It was just there at the hotel, but just with the wait staff. Not the wait staff, the hotel.
Yeah.
People in the hotel staff, we were just stranded there. They couldn't go home either.
Oh, man.
I kept running into the guy who checked me in pajamas and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this show, and I'm doing jokes about cocaine addiction, blah, 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 blah. Right? Somebody's yelling at me, "You need help." Right? And I thought I was like, you know, like a little brownie or my conscience saying, "You need help." But I'm talking more about drug addiction. He goes, "You need help." I thought this stupid ass lady was heckling me. But there was actually a lady on the side having like a diabetic attack.
Oh.
Wow. They were telling her, you need help.
Did you attack her?
No, I waited. They were telling her, "You need help."
Yeah.
I thought that stupid lady was just heckling me. You need help.
Yeah.
Because of my drug addiction and my cocaine jokes.
Yeah.
So she need help, right? So then I said, "What's going on over there?" "Oh, wow." "And she really needs help? Oh, my God."
"Oh, wow."
"Oh, wow."
"Wow."
"Fuck, eh?"
"Yeah."
"Is there a, fuck it, eh? Is there a doctor in this place?" Right? And then he goes, "I'm a doctor." "Really? You like my comedy?" So, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Go over there. She goes over there, tries to help that lady. I don't know how long it is. I'm trying to be funny with her. She's over there, man, trying to keep the crowd going. Oh, tough-ass show. She comes back. She sits down, and I think they take the lady out to the show, but I gotta bring the crowd back. So I asked this lady, "What happened? How come you came back to sit down?" "She had no insurance." "What's that?" She told you fuck a copay. Yeah. But I got the crowd back. And then after the show, we're selling merch, and right behind her, they're still helping her, man, paramedics.
Oh my god!
Right, and man, she like a diabetic. When she found out how much it cost to drive her to the hospital,
$2,500.
She said, "I'm fine, papi."
How much is it?
$2,500
for every third of a mile, right?
Yeah.
And if the hospital is far, ambulance rides are so expensive.
Oh. Well, okay, let's say I'm a homeless guy, I have no money, and I need an ambulance.
Yeah. Say they come to you. If you're homeless, then the state takes care of it.
Oh. Yeah.
But you can't walk into an emergency room and not be seen or treated.
That's the law. Yeah.
Everybody gets
seen. But I've seen people die in the lobby.
I mean, those are shitty hospitals then.
Jeez. Okay.
Listen to the movies.
In the movies, they do that.
Like St. Elsewhere and shit.
St. Elsewhere.
MASH.
Yeah. MASH. Oh, MASH was a good show. Kalila and I went to Sandy Shore died.
I know, yeah. She used to book a show in Palm Springs.
I did that with Ren Aziz. Did you do it too?
Yeah.
And we went to her funeral last night, and we left.
Well, you don't say it like that. We drove to San Diego.
We left.
We left after 2 hours, but we did show up.
It hadn't started yet. And my feeling about it is that
they're looking for a mic.
Yeah, I mean I just felt bad because there wasn't not a lot of people there.
But we showed up.
Her family was there.
Paulie didn't even show up. You know, and we went, and
there was no Chinese soup.
They had matzo ball soup.
They had matzo ball. But I just, I hate those types of events. Mm. When Marilyn Martinez died, did you go?
Yeah.
I went too. That was a sad
one.
I went to the wake as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad.
I saw her. They had an open casket. And that was like the first comedian I've seen just passed in real life.
How did she pass?
She was very sick.
Oh.
Yeah, she was sick.
Paul Gigos was paying for a full-time nurse to go visit her at the hospital.
Mm.
So she would have to be in the hospital and pay so much.
Yeah.
So she was like, having a nurse come over and Paul Gigo was paying for it, and then she passed away.
Oh.
She was
and then her husband passed away.
David.
I found out that Joey Coco told me that he was living in downtown LA, and then he got bit by a rat, and then he got mugged, and then he died.
Killed him?
So sad.
The rat put him in a hospital.
Yeah.
Plus he was already sick.
The rat mugged him.
Kyla, Jesus Christ.
No, I'm trying to figure out, like, what, like, you know, what about the...
I mean, he got mugged for then he got bit by a rat.
I was like, the order.
Give me your money. You got bit by a rat.
Been into the managers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
David,
yeah.
That's a sad.
I mean, David, I love David.
He was cool, man.
He was a good dude.
I used to walk into Nordstrom when he used to work, bro. He used to give me a hookup on shoes.
Oh, really? Yeah. He used to come over when I was high, really high.
Mm-hmm. He had those pills.
We used to party with pills. Did I ever give you pills?
Huh?
Did I ever give you pills?
No.
Oh. Did you guys ever party together?
No.
No.
I'm kind of happy that way. I probably would have died, you know, or probably would have done something crazy together. So,
well, me and you?
Me and you. I never really partied too much with Jordi's either.
Yeah. If I would have partied with him, I could have died early, I think.
Mm. Probably would have partied for 8 days straight.
Mm. Yeah, I'm one of those. Mm. Yeah, I did party with Diaz a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's right, cocksuckers.
Whoa. Wow. So good.
Pussy. Yeah, bro. I'm tired, bro.
You know what's great about you? And you guys remind me of, like, you guys were a part of that class that are still, like, you're rising. Do you feel like you're rising?
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
Well, I'm having fun. It's still fun.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you were on Last Comic Standing, did you think you were going to win that thing?
Nah. I wasn't really thinking about it. I'm just happy that I was on TV every week.
Right. Who was on that show with you that year?
Man, I'll tell you, like, a lot of people that were not on the top five are pretty popular right now, like Tiffany Haddish.
Haddish was...
Little Rao. Cristela Alonso, she had her show.
Right, wow. So and they were all on it, but they didn't make the top five.
Then Roy Woods.
Wow.
And yeah. The other ones were Mike DeStefano, but he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Kaplan.
Mike Kaplan, yeah. And
Tommy Jonigan. I think he had two pilots.
Mm. Yeah, Jonigan did. Yeah.
With CBS.
Yeah, but when you won that thing, I mean, how did you fucking feel?
Good, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I went to the improv. I went to like a couple of improv pages, and I left the comment like with me winning. I said, I guess I don't gotta send you a tape no more, right?
but once you won, though, that made you probably like, you got up easier, right? Everywhere.
Yeah, we went on an 85 city tour.
Oh, damn.
My God.
And then my manager, you know how them agents, man, they know how to find you extra work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I was performing in DC, I did a one nighter to DC Improv, and then from there flew to New York to do New York.
Wow.
And then I had like on a Sunday from there I flew to like Virginia to do Virginia Beach for one nighter. So I would do a one nighter at an improv 2 hours away from the show, and then I do the theater with those guys.
Wow. It's fucking
just
amazing.
To build the audience.
Yeah, dude, that's amazing. But are you still close with Gabriel?
No, I don't really see him.
Because you were his opening act for a long time.
Yeah, long time.
For how many? Like how many years?
From 2000 to 2004, I guess.
Yeah, you guys were together the whole
Hell
time.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a falling out?
Well, we haven't worked together since 2004.
Was there a falling out?
But we know
I know, I'm just asking you a question. Just say yes or no. Was there a falling out?
Like, what do you mean by falling out? So,
like,
it was different.
Different
falling outs.
Yeah, like, different, yeah. You no longer
friends?
We
didn't have a disagreement. Or
no,
like
no more longer friends?
We don't see each other. I don't think we're friends. You know, like, I'm sure if I see him, we'll say what's up.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not probably a falling not. Out. He just kind of.
I know, but they were two peas in a pod. Mm-hmm. Was that uncomfortable me asking that question?
No, I'm good.
I apologize. Yeah, okay. I really do apologize. And I feel like I was grilling you, okay? And I don't know what came over me. All right?
You're not drilling me.
I'm not drilling you.
I'll let you know whatever you want to know.
I know. I like that a lot. So you guys don't talk anymore. That's it.
No.
Okay, good.
You needed to get to the bottom of that.
I talked to everybody that used to open up with him that doesn't open for him anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
Martin Moreno.
Noe Gonzalez.
Haven't seen him.
What happened to little Noe Gonzalez?
I put him in his first film.
Yeah.
Joey Medina was making a movie, and he was looking for a restaurant, And I called up Noy Gonzalez. Hey, bro, you want to be in a movie? Yeah. Okay, we're going to shoot at your mom's restaurant tomorrow. Your line is Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs was a line?
Because there's a scene with Gabriel Iglesias and some other two fools. Yeah. And they're talking about movies.
Yeah.
And then Tony Gonzalez picks up their dishes and goes, Reservoir Dogs. Cut.
Really?
Free restaurant to shoot.
That's how you get location.
What happened to him? You don't know what happened to him?
I don't know, man.
He just got out of the game, huh?
Yeah. I remember we were doing a show somewhere and he was arguing with his date. You know, or I don't know who she was, but they were arguing loud, man. And Mike Robles was hosting the show and he kept looking back like this, like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And I remember I was kind of buzzed and I walked up to between the fight and I said, listen, man, Michael said that if you can't control your lady, I gotta do it. Like the Godfather?
Yeah. Wow.
And everybody laughed.
Everyone laughed. Yeah.
Stop fighting.
Wow. Yeah, he was a funny little guy. He was a little guy. How tall do you think?
5'2", 5'3".
Oh, wow. Yeah, little Hispanic guy. Really cute, little round eyes, right? Funny guy. And I started with him.
Hey, kitty, kitty.
Yeah. And he just disappeared.
He's a doorman, dude.
Yeah, I doored with him, too, yeah.
It's funny, man. He used to go up on stage. Like, I used to have a heart attack laughing. He'd go up like a tough guy. On the way to the stage, start knocking down napkins and shit.
candles.
Like, he was a tough guy.
Yeah.
But he's knocking over little stuff. Like, but that was a joke, you know?
Yeah. He was a funny fucking guy. I don't know. Why do people just stop?
I don't know, man. Gabriel dumps them.
Yeah. When I see him, I hug him. I auditioned for a sitcom. I didn't get far. I got one. I walked in, I got one. And then they never called me back. But not the Netflix one, the one before that, the network one.
I auditioned for Venom.
You did?
You did?
Yeah. I love that segue.
You auditioned for Venom?
Tom Hardy's Venom?
Yeah, they didn't get it, though. But I still got invited to the red carpet. Isn't that weird?
Did you really got invited to the red carpet? Yeah. How come you didn't? Oh, my. Well, you're.
But I'm friends with the director, Ruben Fleischer. He directs on Superstore.
Oh.
Are you on Superstore a lot?
I went like three episodes in the second season, three episodes in the third season.
Recurring. Oh, that's amazing.
I'm still waiting for more than a fourth season. We'll see.
Yeah.
It was funny. The movie was badass. And then I told Ruben Fleischer, great movie, man. Then he goes, let everybody know. I said, all right. So hopefully, man, it made like 200 million. Maybe he'll find out that it was my help, you know.
He'll
put me in part two with Woody Harrelson. I could be Carnage Asada.
Carnage
Asada.
I love
that. Yes.
That's it. Great heart touch, everybody.
Yeah.
Milanesa.
or just have your own superhero movie.
Fuck yeah, why not, right? Yeah. First time, right?
Yeah, Hispanic.
They have Black Panthers and then they have Crazy Rich Asians.
They're
superheroes, bro. They're fucking rich.
Yeah.
They're fucking rich, man. God damn.
Are there Hispanic, like in comics, Hispanic superheroes?
They are.
Miles Morales.
There's a guy in the Spanish magazines, comic books. It's weird. It's weird, man. There's this superhero in Mexico. His name is Caliman.
Caliman.
But he's Arab and he flies.
Wow.
He wears a white turban.
Yeah.
And a white suit. And he does like kung fu and karate. And he has a K with a circle. And he's Caliman. And he's a superhero.
Really? But he's Arab.
He's Arab. But he's a Mexican superhero.
I know, but that's the thing
so
is
weird.
But that actually makes sense because there's a lot of like Middle Eastern people that live in Mexico. Selma Hayek's Lebanese, right?
Yeah,
Mexican.
I didn't know that.
Wait.
And, you have a lot of
and Carlos Slim too.
Just foreign investments there, and people, even Koreans, starting like a lot of companies there.
Yeah, and it's so funny because one of the ladies that works on the show I'm on, she's a driver, and she's a young girl from Mexico City, and I'm like, she goes, she has just moved here. So I'm like, is it weird having an Asian guy around you? You're just
It's
like, no, we have thousands.
Why do you think my sister was born in DF? My dad had business in Mexico, and my dad was a Frenchman, right?
Yeah.
But he had a lot, most of his business was in Mexico. A lot of my family's business, where they made a lot of money, was in Mexico.
Wow.
That's why my sister was born there.
But is Mexico City dangerous?
I've never been there.
You've never been there. You've been to Mexico, though. You were born there.
Yes. So you've Sinaloa. Been there.
Sinaloa. Sinaloa. Sinaloa.
My friend's been to, but it was fun. I never been to Mexico, but when we were little boys, little kids, my brother went to an elementary school, Sierra Park Elementary School. And he was one of those gifted magnet classes, mm-hmm. like a smart little kid. And my brother, good, like, he has superpowers in manipulating people since he was a little boy. So he we live in a housing projects. These kids that he goes to school with actually live in homes, you know, with mm-hmm. two doors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't hang their clothes outside. Their yeah. washing machine doesn't have a quarter.
Yeah.
And my brother, he applied for the exchange program, mm-hmm. for an exchange program. In the fifth grade.
Whoa.
And he got to go to Mexico City. And he lived over there for 2 weeks with his Mexican family in DF. They went to Chiapas. They saw the Mexican ruins. He got to eat good-ass food.
Yeah.
So he got cultured in Mexico, my little brother. But then it was sad because the little boy had to come to live with us now. Yeah. And we live in a housing project, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he went to squatters, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were shootings outside, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he had to, like, share a bed.
Wow.
He got ripped off.
They got fucked.
He got fucked, yeah, yeah. bro.
But maybe he learned.
But it was funny because this kid was so rich, man. Like, he had a rich mentality. Like, we live in the hood, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in the city pool.
Yeah.
And this fool is laying on the floor like he's in the Riviera, bro. Like in his little cute Mexican Speedos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tan, like putting on lotion on your ass. Like, no one has lotion, but we're getting burned, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're getting dark.
Wow.
And he's just chilling there, bro.
That's so funny.
He's so neat.
Yeah, yeah.
He wipes his mouth. Like, he
didn't wipe mouth?
For real, dog.
He has a wipe mouth, huh?
First guy I met that didn't talk with a mouth full, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Very intelligent kid.
But just a 2 week program?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure, man, he wanted to leave the first day, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dad whipped him, I think. It's fucked up, bro. Oh, my God.
You whip a foreign exchange student.
Is that legal?
He don't know, bro.
He didn't
read the rules. He needed his own room.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the trip, my brother, like, my dad took him to, he decided to take him to Disney, to Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
The foreign exchange student. Uh-huh. But he didn't take my little brother. So he took me. Oh. So me and the foreign exchange student, we went to Magic Mountain with my dad.
Oh.
My little brother stood home crying and shit. Hating life. That's probably why he likes coke.
Is your brother still smart?
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get close with him?
Yeah, he lives in Mexico.
Oh, still? Oh, wow.
I want to live in Mexico.
I know. We love it, Mexico. Where would we go?
Well, we went to Tulum. That's really...
That's beautiful there, huh?
Yeah, it's really pretty.
I've seen photos.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. You can afford it now. You got to go to Tulum.
I read about it in these pirate books.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, pirate because it's the Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically.
There's probably treasures out there, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went over there, and I honestly, I could buy a house there.
But I want to go to Oaxaca.
Oaxaca, Kaya! What is that? What is it?
Oaxaca.
What's Oaxaca? What is it?
It's just a completely different part of Mexico. It has its own, like, subculture, too. It's very different.
Is it beach still?
No. Oaxaca isn't, right, George?
There's some.
Yeah.
Some?
The state
has beaches.
The state does, but, like, Oaxaca City is well inland.
It is. Yeah. But what is there to do there?
Make guacamole.
Guacamole.
They have their own culture, but they're like Native Americans, some Mayans.
Mm-hmm. Also Mayans.
They have their own hot chocolate.
Right, right.
They have their very own, like, specific cuisine, too.
It's like guisado.
They probably have temples like we visited.
They make their own curry, mole.
Mole, yeah.
Oh, you know about
very
it.
Very popular.
Wow. How far is that from the Mexico City?
Further down.
Oh, so it's south, further down, yeah. More toward Honduras.
You've been to Honduras?
I've been to Honduras,
right?
With Carlos. Mencia took me to Honduras.
How was it?
I have to say that it's my fondest memories with him. You know, I think that he helped me out a lot, and I don't know why he did, but he took me in, dude. He took me to on the road for all those years, and he bought me a car.
Damn.
He did. And he...
I didn't get no car.
I know. And he...
I didn't even get no watch.
Yeah, I know. Like Russell Peters gets watches. Oh, yeah. But he got me the agent that I still have now. So it was a really good time, man. We were in a little village and no electricity. And I stayed there for weeks. It was great.
No electricity?
No electricity, no running water. And we... there's just animals walking around, and it was really just I wanted to leave as soon as I got there.
Me too. I want to leave right now.
yeah, but yeah, it was great, dude. You know, and then we drifted apart. Have you drifted apart with anybody, Gilbert?
Everyone in high school.
Oh yeah, high schools.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember nobody.
Where did you go to high school?
Roosevelt High School.
Where is Roosevelt?
456 South Matthew Street. It's on Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights. How do you feel about all the attempted gentrification of Boyle Heights?
My mom's still there, man.
Oh, your mom's still there?
Yeah.
Well,
my mom lived in a housing project, so yeah. Like people thought we live in a poorer side, so the people that are being gentrified used to talk shit about us. But hey, look, you're moving now, eh?
Yeah.
Is it because, Gilbert, though, is it because you don't talk to people in high school? I feel, because we drove around, when we drove to the funeral, we drove around my hometown.
Poway, yeah.
And we're driving around my hometown.
Where are you from?
Poway, it's San Diego, like east. And we were driving around, I went to my old house, we drove my old house, and then we drove by high school. Mm-hmm. And there was feelings of...
melancholy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're fucking kinetic, man. Melancholy, nostalgia, and there is a longing.
Survivor regret, too.
Yeah, survivor regret.
Wow, yeah. Some of that. Mm. But
the high school that he went to, yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was like, it was a university. The high school I went to was fucking ghetto.
Yeah, because my parents worked hard and provided for us.
My parents, you know, were not... You know, I needed
a pool and a tennis court.
My God, it was a massive we school.
Yeah. We needed it.
They had like TVs outside. They had a real parking
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. How do you watch the news at school?
My God. Okay. You grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth.
I really did. We had a
I
country club. We played golf. You know what I mean? We TP'd.
My high school had classes like industrial, like welding. Metal shop.
You guys had that?
Wood shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had that too. We had Hesher.
No computers though.
No computers.
We didn't have computers either.
No computers.
We had computers.
You had computers?
No computer lab.
Wait, I graduated in 2001 and we still didn't have computers.
1990.
Where
in
you
the
went?
Late
Where'd
80s.
You go?
I went to Blair High School in.
Carter High.
It was probably similar. It was
Where'd
like.
You go?
Blair High School, so
where's that at?
It's on the cusp, all the way down South Pasadena, right before East LA.
Mir?
No, Mir is on Lincoln.
Okay.
Blair High School was like the worst school in that area, was.
And I grew up in I went to high school in the 1980s, so we did have computers.
Yeah.
We did not.
Yeah, but
shit, you guys.
But let
rich.
Me say something. I never touched it.
We had computers in junior high school at El Sereno Junior High School. I was in the magnet class, and we had computers there for like 6 months. That's it. And I remember making a little cartoon jump around and hit a ball.
Yeah.
But I didn't write the program. I just typed it in.
Yeah. Wow. Techie, huh? Technology.
Tech
man.
Guy.
Yeah.
But I remember in my class, like, my junior high school going on strike like 3 times since I was there.
Wow, that must be.
The teacher walked out, and my history teacher, he got fired because he was running the strike. Oh. He was cool, man, Mr. Shaughnessy. He was a history teacher, and I was fucking up a lot. And then like he would always have extra credit. No. So I went to a school meeting, union meeting with him, with a bunch of other students and his bug, and he gave me like extra credit for going with that, and
aww.
I didn't know that fool had like a communist poster. Like, hanging on his door. That's probably why he got fired.
Yeah.
But it was cool, man.
When they went on strike, did the school close?
No, man. We just put everybody in the auditorium.
Ah. Do you still keep in contact with anyone from high school?
No, some people like are on Facebook. They go to my show. They know who I am. Mm. Not everybody, just a few.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel guilty because I feel like, because I had this obsession to like make it in comedy and all that stuff, that I was just so focused on that, that I betrayed my roots and the people I went to high school with, and I no longer have any connection to them, and I feel like that I did that.
You go buy jumper pants?
What do you mean?
You can buy those jumpsuit pants.
Yeah.
The zippers.
Yeah. But you don't feel guilty?
No.
You feel like you want to save them, but
well,
you can't.
Well, first of all, I want to go back and go.
Like, have you been to a school reunion?
They've never invited me.
I've never been invited. I didn't graduate from high school though, but they haven't been invited. But I'm from Boyle Heights. I know, I'm pretty sure you're from your neighborhood. Yeah. You're from that high school. Mm-hmm. Where's my little prenup?
Yeah.
Where's
true.
My little
yeah.
success story?
Yeah.
Like in the yearbook.
Like every time they go, like they put up like Boyle Heights grades.
Yeah.
They go all the way to 50 years ago, man.
Yeah.
Or like somebody from the 1920s, 1940s.
Look at the Hall of Fame of my school. Hall of Fame. I'm not mentioned in any of it. And the people that are on their Hall of Fame, they're.
Blink-182?
No, they're not in it either.
No,
they're not?
No, Blink-182's not in it. I'm not in it. They only have like scientists and violinists. Like
Nobel Peace Prize.
And Nobel Peace. Yeah. They only think that that's worthy of to be in the Hall of Fame. They don't care that a little fat Asian guy.
Artist.
From their school spent 8 years on a sketch show on national TV. You know, he's doing a fucking nationally syndicated fucking podcast. With great fucking A-list stars like Felipe Esparza's. And they don't care about any of it, okay? I'm on a network television. They don't give a flying fuck.
Well, they also put you on the wrong yearbook.
They put my photo in the wrong yearbook because they thought that I was belonged in the other school. So my point is this. Piway High, get your shit together because I went there. You know I went there.
And you're a star.
Right? I'm not a star, but I'm the closest to a star that they've seen. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's it.
High school. I get so
angry. Get your shit together, Boyle Heights. My God.
Boyle Heights.
I was an honoree at the Mexican Independence Day Parade in East LA.
But that's Boyle Heights.
I just remember though. But when they called me, my wife told me, oh, so I'm not Grand Marshal, huh? But the Grand Marshal was Emilio Rivera from Sons of Anarchy, which was cool.
Mm. Right. Oh,
yeah. He's way bigger than you.
I got to get in a limousine. I got in a limousine and I got a bullhorn. I was talking to people.
Oh, that was the old fun. Oh, that's cool.
Is there a Korean parade? K-Town parade?
I did one of the gay parades.
You were the Grand Marshal?
No, I wasn't the Grand Marshal, but I was
Pride?
On
Pride?
Yeah, on Pride? Sunset. I remember it was on Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah. And I remember I was in like a, I don't know why they invited me, but I was in a purple thong.
You sure
thong.
You don't know why they invited you?
I was in a purple thong. And I was on a boat.
A float?
It was shaped like a boat. And there's supposed to be a party on the boat. And I'm just on this boat with a bunch of other guys and Speedos. And there's a glitter being thrown and I'm doing this.
Is other comics or just you?
No, I was the only one. And I was like, what am I doing here? Yeah, that was years ago. I was on Mad TV.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he was on that float. And I thought it'd been funny. Oh, I'm going to get in my underwear. But then I'm like, everyone thinks I'm gay.
Yeah. While you're still gyrating.
Yeah. I was like, they think I'm gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did that. And then I think they invited me the next year. I said no.
Good.
Yeah, I put my foot down.
put my foot down.
That sounds fun.
What?
I'd still want to see you up there.
Yeah. Where are we at?
We're over an hour.
Wow.
This guy.
This fucking guy. Mm-hmm. Felipe, at the end of our show, this is what we do.
What, man?
We do a thing called unhelpful advice. And we have emails asking. They have problems, people out there. And we try to give them advice. But sometimes you can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay? So go ahead.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby Kalila. and Felipe Esparza.
This question comes from our friend Uchit. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I think I might have gone through all 161 episodes in the past 4 months.
Wow.
I moved to the U.S. for my graduate degree over 2 months ago, and I've struggled to make any real friends, and I feel like I don't belong. I guess I thought I'd find it easier to fit in because I've been heavily influenced by American culture all my life. I even spoke English back home in India the vast majority of the time. I had this intense social anxiety all of a sudden, get overwhelmed by how different I am to everyone around me. I can't get over the fact that I sound just like Apu from The Simpsons whenever I'm around Americans. I was hoping you guys can help, seeing that Kalila might have experienced something similar when she moved to the U.S. from the Philippines. Thanks for getting me through these past 2 months. Uchit.
Oh, Uchit.
Moved here as an adult. He's strong accent.
Self-conscious. What city does he live in?
Doesn't say.
That's a big part of it. It's a big part of it.
You should wear a Big Bang Theory shirt. And then people think he's just joking.
He's like doing a bit. Yeah. Long
bit. How old is he? Did we know how old he is?
Graduate, so...
Wait, graduate in college?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
He's getting his graduate?
Moved to the U.S. for my graduate degree.
Okay, so like 24.
Is that like a bachelor's degree?
No, after beyond bachelor, that. So it's like maybe 23?
22, 23. From India.
What I would like to, tell you, is Ichu? Ichu.
Uchit.
Whatever.
Oh, shit.
What I want to say is that I don't think it's you coming here and I think it's just difficult to meet people in general.
Yeah, even if you had...
If you were from here. I mean, I honestly, like, when I first started in comedy, for instance, it took me years to find any real, like, friends or people I go, oh, I like this person. I mean, I never had a lot of friends. I never had a lot of... before I even did stand-up, I had two friends. Mm-hmm. Mm. One of them was from high school, and... I couldn't get laid, and I couldn't get anything going. I had no future, and it was really depressing, you know? So I don't think it's... I think, dude, you're just in America. It's hard in America. And if you live in L.A., I think it'd be easier, don't you think?
Where do they live?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Because if he's in Missouri, then that's the reason.
But I think that you can find people anywhere. I just think it just takes time. If you're someone like me, I don't make friends very easily either.
Right.
But when I came from the Philippines, I had a very strong accent. People definitely pointed it out every single time. My T's were over-accentuated, my consonants, and they're like, where are you from? But you don't look. It's always like a discussion about where I was from.
When we met on Tinder, one of her messages, one of them was, we were about to talk on the phone, and you were sick.
Yeah.
But she goes, I'm sick, but I also have an accent. She made a point.
Yeah, because it's always something that people like will point out, like, oh, you know. So I'm like, yeah, just...
And I'm like, and then when I talk to her, I'm like, dude, what I heard, you know, so I'm like, I don't hear
you got
just,
the shine.
You were sick for sure. Yeah. You had a groggy voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never thought accent. I love accents.
An accent, yeah. I think. But I know what he's saying, though, because people think he sounds like Apu from The Simpsons, which is like a very, you know, if you had a British accent, people see that as, sophisticated. Yeah. But not if you're from India for some reason. That's a stereotype.
What to tell this guy, man.
I think you'll find your people. I think that you should not think that that's a bad thing at all. It makes you different and special. Take your time. Don't rush.
Church.
Hey, church is a good way to meet people.
Yeah, but are they fun?
Man.
What, man?
Crazy people. Crazy how people go to church. Mm-hmm. So it's funny. That's true. A crazy woman there.
Wow.
That's so true. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. That couldn't be truer.
Looking for a nice guy, and he's a nice guy.
See, I was wondering if I lived in a small town... and I went to a church and I didn't believe in God, could I still go to church and meet people?
Yeah.
Sure. I think it's a good sense of community for sure. And, you know, the craziest cousin I have, she's married to the pastor of, the religion where they have to wear long skirts and they can't cut their hair?
Seventh Day Adventist.
No. Fuck. Anyways.
Have me too.
On Hulu.
Yeah, but she married the pastor, and she's by far like the wildest cousin I have.
Mennonite?
Not Mennonite.
But does she believe? She believes in God and all that stuff, and believes in.
Yeah, but she believes in a whole lot of other stuff too. Oh, you know what I mean?
Right.
A church is just
give me
her.
Another one. I mean, I like. Good
we,
luck.
Damn, we couldn't help him.
We couldn't help him. I can't help him. Give me another one.
I can't help. Yeah. We're gonna skip you.
No, we talked about it. We just gave him the fucking thing.
Okay. Hi guys, big fan of the show. Discovered you through H3H3, and pretty much watch all episodes. I'm 18 and brown, and I haven't had sex yet because of my dick. I've had opportunities to get laid, but I'm insecure about my dick. It's 5'7". And I'm below average.
Hold on. His dick is 5'7"? No, he's 5'7".
No. I'm insecure about my dick. It's 5'7". That's inches. Fine, sir. And below average. So I don't want to pull.
5 inches. 5 inches?
Five almost inches, six.
7 centimeters?
Almost 5'7".
That's so a, 5 inches erect.
5 inches and 7 centimeters?
You shouldn't be pulling it out then.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, I don't want to pull it out, you know? Not only sex, but this is also a way to get into it.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though.
Don't worry about it.
And ask anyone that's ever seen my penis. And you've all, everyone in this room, aside from Felipe, everyone's seen my
penis. Oh, Felipe?
Have you seen my penis? Yes. Have you seen, when did you see my penis last?
Last week?
Last week, yeah. When's the last time you saw my penis?
Last week when we did Patreon.
Yeah, what about you?
Last week.
Okay, so. all the guys
in the room have seen it last week.
Right. I think every male comic at the Comedy Store has seen my penis. How many times have you seen my penis?
What, this one?
No, just in general. Thousands.
Do you count it?
Thousands. It's small.
You close the one with the OR too, right?
Yeah. It's small, right?
I don't think it's small.
No, but when it's flaccid, it's small.
Everyone's tiny when they're flaccid.
That's my point, friend. Okay?
Yes.
That's the point. When it's not in the, when the machine's in rest mode.
Okay. Shrinkage.
Right? It's just chilling.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a little like
it's asleep.
He's tucked,
hibernating.
He's exactly hibernating, right?
Little cocoon.
And if a girl likes you and you're in bed and you're erect, she's not gonna if it's 2 inches erect, she might go that's a little weird, mm-hmm. right? But if it's anything above 4 inches, yuck. You're fucking fine.
Yeah, okay.
She's gonna feel it, right? You have a flat fat dick, I bet.
Yeah, it's not long.
It's not long, but it's fat.
Yeah, I heard the walls.
Yeah.
Four by four.
Going to scraping.
Yeah,
that's the most important part.
Those are called the 4x4s.
Would you rather have a deep, like a long dick or a thick dick?
Thick, for sure.
Thick, man.
Yeah.
You don't want a noodle dick?
I don't know. Those are kind of cool, too.
Coke can.
I mean, that's fine.
This guy's got a problem. He's insecure about his dick.
Well, there.
A coke can. What if he has a noodle dick? What if he has a noodle dick?
I would rather have a short dick than a long noodle dick.
Why?
Well, what I'm saying is I fell in love with a guy with a micropene. I told you guys the story.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful
and
story.
And even after I saw how tiny his dick was, I still wanted to be with him. I was so in love with him.
Listen, friend.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Just got to give really good head, though, okay? What? Just got to make up for it in other ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you mean? You think that fucking girls are the only ones that give head?
Yeah.
You fucking... That's why you said wait.
Although there is a kind of vagina I don't like.
No, see, that's bullshit. Oh, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You're not a man.
Hey, pussy with chopsticks. I grabbed the tail like an artichoke.
Yeah. Ah. Do you like every style of vagina?
Yeah. Most of them, yeah.
Yes, come on, Bobby.
Do you like every style of vagina?
I never complain.
It can be in, it can be out. I don't complain.
Be a man, dude. It comes in all shapes and sizes except
sometimes,
what you're given.
You know, like, the girl might have a bigger vagina, you know. She's an Audi, you know.
The butterfly.
But like when she's on top of you and jumping up, like she's clapping.
Like, good job, Felipe. Good job. No.
Yeah. She gives me a standing ovation. That's a good way to look at it, man. I never thought
that's healthy.
That
yeah.
It's very healthy.
Rough of potato chips, barbecue flavor.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Wow,
Felipe, do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, man, go watch my HBO special and my Netflix special. I'm going to be in the Tampa Improv next week, and this week I'll be at the Cullen Hall in Houston, Texas, and the Majestic Theater in Dallas, Texas.
When you're in Tampa, say hi to Bob for me.
I will.
You like Bob?
Yeah,
I like him. He's a good dude.
So he's busy. He has his shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
And the other guy, right? What's his name?
I forget.
Yeah, him.
I stopped playing that room.
Because why?
It was
dead.
Not just dead. It was, they're just tough shows for me. I don't know why. Every time I'm there, that for some reason that room, it's because I played there in the summer, and it's so sticky hot.
Oh my god! I hate it.
Just stripping.
You gotta meet people outside. It's hot.
Yeah.
No sweat. AC.
It's
humid outside.
It's humid, oh, dude. Even on stage, it's cold. But I mean, the air conditioner, you can still feel it.
It's bad.
It's bad. Oh, gosh. And then you get off and you're just like drenched.
It's like it'll start raining, but it's still 100 outside of the community.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So there's a peanut butter place there I like, but anyway.
Peanut butter chef.
No, there's a peanut butter, like a restaurant there that serves only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
There are a lot of cigars too. If you want cigars.
Yeah, good cigars. Yeah, yeah. And I also, this is before I met you.
I know you got 3 girls in one night.
Pregnant? You did?
And you tell me
freaks over there though in Tampa.
Anyway, yeah. I love Tampa. But anyway, what'd you say?
There's a lot of freaks over there.
Yeah, a lot of freak. It's freaky over there. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. Ebo, right?
Ebo City, man.
Yeah, bud.
There was a strip bar there with a ship like a spaceship.
Yeah. You went to that one?
That sounds dope. Once.
Yeah. You still go to those?
No, not anymore, man. I'm married, man.
Yeah, I gotta go. I don't go.
Married man, see?
It's also just I don't want to go.
Yeah.
She lets me go.
Yeah, I go to strip clubs.
I know, but I don't want to go. Do you go?
No.
Yeah, you sit there. Right, you got cash.
Yeah, right, George. You've been to Sam's in downtown.
I went to Sam's a long time ago.
Sam's is fun still.
In downtown?
Mm-hmm.
What is Sam's?
You know, Sam's used to be a Sam Bo's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
What
is Sam's?
It's a strip club.
Strip club.
Downtown?
Mm-hmm. It very is diverse, very very fun.
Okay. Anyway, give Felipe Esparza a round of applause.
What's up, fool? Check out my podcast. What's up, fool podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Check out his podcast. I love his podcast.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Hey, yeah. And we want to thank Felipe Esparza for coming. I love that fool.
I'm gonna say something about people's last names.
So we have. You know, you're all sleepers to us, and we love you so deeps. But we have also real papayas that donate to our
Patreon.
And we're going to say their names live. Mm-hmm. Anthony Pagano.
Let me see. Pagano.
Anthony Pagano, thank you.
Love that name.
Has to be
Chicago Kanazawa.
Right? Chicago again. My guy, girl.
Thank you, Chicago. Who's Chicago? We've had him.
Chicago?
Yeah.
No, I just like that name because there was a Chicago.
For over a month.
So do people do it? I know. I'll ask later.
Yeah.
Greg Johnston, thank you.
Any relation to Daniel Johnston?
Hafiz from Singapore.
Mm. Ooh,
thank you. Country.
Juan J. Aguirre.
Again, Aguirre.
Aguirre, yay.
Football player.
Aguirre.
Laszlo Tatai. Mm.
I like that one.
Love you, Melvin Flores. Life.
Life
for life.
For life. Nick Rempel.
Ooh, what is that?
Like it. Love it. Rachel Wickens. Mm. God bless you and take care. Sansi Siraj. I love it. It's like a sauce.
Sansi Siraj.
I'll talk
about it. Oh, it's a really good name.
It's almost as if you're punking me. They're not real
names.
It's like an alliteration,
so
right?
How many names is that?
That's 10.
So there's 10 people that do our podcast.
Why don't we guess? Why don't you guess their where they're from? Guess where they're from.
Oh yeah,
I'll make my guesses.
It's not a guess. I know.
But not the guy that says from me. He's from Singapore.
No, Anthony Pagano, right? Is from Houston, Texas.
No, ethnicity. Is he?
Oh,
he knows really specific.
Houston, I'm very Texas. Specific. Well, I knew what his dad does for a living.
Anthony Pagano.
Anthony Pagano's dad is a gymnast. He has a gym that he trains. You know.
Gymnastics.
Anthony Pagano, yeah, and he lives in Houston.
What is he?
Sounds Filipino.
Pagano is he's half Hispanic, specifically Puerto Rican, and the second half is Filipino. Yeah, you're correct.
I think that's about right. It sounds like it.
Yeah, dad's Filipino.
What about Chicago?
Chicago Kanazawa. You guys all know who she is.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago. She is. A hermaphrodite out of Bakersfield.
Classic hermaphrodite out of Bakersfield.
He moved there as a foreign exchange student from Okinawa.
Okinawa specifically. Okinawa's its own thing.
And when she went to Bakersfield to do this exchange program, She's parents disappeared.
Oh, that's not good.
So he got
stuck in Bakersfield, and she started to join.
Bakersfield's rich. Remember, we went to that country club.
Society.
Agriculture.
Society.
Societies, you know.
Greg Johnson.
Greg Johnson is a part of the Johnson family.
Daniel
Love
Johnson.
That family.
Yeah.
Love
the that. Johnson family is. There's not a lot of Johnsons in the world.
Wait, no. Johnston, like Daniel Johnston.
Johnston is what I
Johnston.
Said.
Johnston, rivals to the.
We yeah. love him.
Yeah.
To the Brady.
We don't even know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. He's a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So angry, Kalila.
Why are you so angry
about
it? It's
like our favorite documentary.
All right,
that
well, don't
watched.
Get so angry. Hafiz from Singapore Hafiz. Is from Bangkok, Thailand. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So Hafiz from Singapore is from Bangkok, Thailand. And he just tours out there, you know, in Thailand. Hafiz is originally from the Emirates. Juan J. Aguirre. Juan J. Aguirre is a New York Jew.
Hmm.
He comes from a family of lawyers.
Yeah, for sure. Most
okay.
Likely, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
New York Jew.
Laszlo Tatai.
Laszlo Tatai is actually, it's said differently. In his, he's from an island off the shores of India. Mm. Further north.
Sri Lanka?
Further north.
Further north. Further north, north,
north
India.
Of India.
Further north,
north
India.
Of India. There are some islands.
There's
that,
islands.
Yeah. There are no there are
more
no
inland.
Oceans.
Yeah.
There's no oceans, but there is an island.
There's an island.
Right. And
what?
Yeah, and in his society, right, from where he's, the island
further
he's
north
from,
Indian. Yeah.
That's in a desert. His island's in a desert. Right. There used to be water, but over thousands and thousands of years of depletion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Topography changes.
In his society, his name is Tatai Laszlo. Mm. But we say it this way because...
Like Koreans do.
Exactly.
You're Lee Bobby, right?
Melvin Flores, okay, is an ocean dweller. What I mean by that is... what I mean
what
by
does
that
mean?
What I mean by that is he's adrift. And what I mean by that... Okay,
is he?
And what I mean by that is that he's out.
Oh, wow.
He's out in the ocean.
And what you mean
by
that?
He's
that
an oceanographer.
Is that he's an oceanographer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gardo's brother.
Steve Zissou.
Yeah, so Nick Rempel, right, is Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Nephew.
Nephew's cousin.
Mm. I love that.
And Nick Rempel, there are some falsely accused charges on him.
Like, okay, let's take that back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, facts,
no,
are facts.
Facts,
facts
are facts.
Facts
are facts.
They're false.
Right?
They're false, though.
And he was accused of burning down some, churches.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
And,
that's okay.
He's not about organized religion. I got you, Nick.
Black churches. Black churches.
Oh, well, there
we go.
In
the South. In the South.
Only
yeah.
Only accused. It's not really.
Yeah. And he wore a little white outfit, but
it's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, cute.
It's,
Come on.
Watch yourself, Nick.
Watch yourself. Thank you for supporting us.
Get a lawyer. Rachel Wilkins, right? Is she really is fluorescent in light?
Biofluorescent.
Exactly what I didn't mean to say.
What you didn't mean to say.
I didn't mean to say that. All right, fluorescent.
Biofluorescence, bioluminescent.
She is half dead.
Yeah.
Rachel Wilkins.
Wow.
She thinks she's alive, but when she's walking around, she's an aberration of herself.
Think about that.
Anyway, Sankey Siraj is a sauce. I already said that.
I love that. It's a sauce for sure.
Yeah. So thank you, papayas.
A real papaya.
God bless you. So what happened at the Conor McGregor fight?
Wow.
With Habib.
What a night.
My brother comes to my house. Did we pick him up?
Your brother came here.
My brother came here. We go to Kalila's sister's house, and we do a small gathering. I was looking for this fight for months. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big fight. And my brother had been obsessing over it, and we all have. Mm-hmm. This was a great card. We go to the house, we see it on the big screen, we're watching, and then all of a sudden, Kalila gets a call.
The Michelle Waterson and Felice Herrig fight was on, which is the first main card.
She gets a call, I look up. And she starts, like, crying.
Her face is...
She goes, what?
I wasn't crying yet.
Yeah, you were.
Panic face.
Panic. You had panic face, tears in your eyes.
You're like, what? Oh, okay, that's just stay right there. That's great.
Right, she hung up the phone.
I said, that's great.
I don't know.
I don't know if
like
she said that's
something,
great.
Something
I certainly
like that.
Didn't say that's great.
Something like that.
Something like that. And then you go, she lost Remy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their dog walker.
So our dog walker that we hired, we're not going to say her name.
Don't say her name.
I want to.
Don't say her name.
I'm not going to, but I want to. She... Our middle dog, the oldest one we have,
Remy, who we've already had already escaped twice from his previous
history, yeah.
But not with us. He's never run away from us, but he's run away from other people.
Gets out of his little harness and just runs up Beechwood. Okay. Now we're speeding now to here.
We ran out of water. We're coming speeding back home.
And Kalila runs up to get Gobi. And treats because she thinks that Gobi is Remy's gonna respond.
Remy
to Gobi's
loves Gobi.
Right,
wherever Gobi goes, Remy goes. Uh-huh. So I thought.
And we're
okay.
Now walking up Beechwood, screaming, Remy,
yeah,
whistling the whole thing. And here's what's scary: every night that we've been walking our dogs, we've seen one coyote.
We named him Johnny.
Johnny.
That's
and
nuts.
Johnny, two blocks up, not two houses up,
yeah,
hangs out right there.
Yeah, every night.
Every night.
Every night, Johnny is there.
And we just, in my head, I'm going to be honest with you, I thought he was going to be.
We thought Remy was toast.
Toast.
Because Remy is old. He's just a slow walker. He's not very agile like Gobi or the other
dogs. He's gained some
weight
now, so he's a little chunky in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we literally thought that we lost Remy. And as you're going up and down, as time passes, I'm sweating.
Yeah, it's
and also in the in my head, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about how do I get back to the fight too. You know what I mean?
That's sad that you even had that thought in your brain.
Baby, it's a comedy show. I just made a joke.
It's Tiger Belly Podcast.
It's Tiger Belly Podcast. I just made a joke, and you just took it seriously.
No, because I think they truly.
That's
feel
not true.
That.
I'm like, I'm gonna search you forever. So, look, why are you?
I'm gonna search you forever.
Stop laughing. I'm gonna search you forever.
You only know how to half love things.
You know what? It's so weird. I tell a joke and now you're going to be this person? Relax.
Hang on. My mom's calling. Hang on.
Uh-oh. Remy's gone again.
Ma?
Hello?
Ma.
Hey. I will wait for you until I bring out them outside, huh? Because I don't trust the old thing here and it's dark, okay?
What do you mean you don't trust what? The dogs or you don't trust the neighborhood?
No, I don't. There's a hole that I don't see. Anything.
Oh, you think Remy will run away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll wait for you.
Okay, wait and there.
Just put him on a leash, Ma.
Put him on a leash. Wait there.
All of the three of them?
No, no. Just Remy. Not Julio and Goldie.
Come on, Flipstick.
Because I'm not because I would put on a leash, but I'm just for Goofy and.
Come on.
There's skunk here sometimes.
Okay, I'll just wait for me then.
Yeah, and do you think you can bring that pink cleaner all the way at the bottom of the sink? There's one new one, and I will bring a new one when I go there because Kalinda has no more cleaner.
Cleaner, okay.
Okay.
There's a new one there all the way. I'll just pay you back with that. I'll buy a new one.
Okay, Ma, you don't need to pay me back. Okay.
No, it's okay.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Added value to this podcast.
She wants me to bring the pink surface cleaner. A pink cleaner.
Okay. So anyway, she goes to a website while we're walking.
It's an app called Nextdoor.
That's exactly what it is. Called Nextdoor. And what do you put in there?
I post that lost dog, please help.
Right. And then all of a sudden she gets a hit.
Yeah, someone calls me. I think I have your dog.
Yeah.
And just in the nick of time, we were able to grab Remy from someone up the street and go back to the fights. At this time, because I had a sitter watch all of my dogs. This time we brought all the dogs with us
to
my sister's house because now I'm paranoid. I'm like, I don't trust this person to watch my dogs.
Yeah.
Let's just bring all the dogs over.
Did we pay her?
Yeah, she's like, I'll give you a refund. And I was like, don't worry about it.
Is it a site that we got her from? How did you get her?
Yeah, a site. But maybe the sponsor is down the road, so I don't
want
to say what site.
We might want them as a sponsor. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they should sponsor us. But anyway, no harm done. We made it. We made it to the fight. We saw the Ferguson fight. Mm. We saw the Khabib and Conor fight. It was a great night of fighting.
Oh yeah,
so good. From beginning to end, even in the prelims.
Yeah, Conor's loss broke me a little bit.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've become a very big fan of his. But at the end of the day,
I got it right.
You got it right. And that little thing at the end too, the little chaos with the fighting and this and that. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think it's bad for the UFC. I think it makes it exciting. I think you get more media from it. And hockey's done it. Soccer's done it. Everyone.
They're not fight sports. Hockey is hockey. You expect mixed martial artists to practice
in boxing, it's never
utmost discipline.
In boxing, it's never happened.
Yeah, of course. But you know, it's not. It's not. You're not worried about the fighters getting hurt. You're worried about riots starting and people hurting each other. Like that is a big arena with 20,000 people. That's the type of stuff that you don't want. People getting trampled on. Like
I know Matt Damon and Chris Pratt. If they got hurt, I would have fucking sued.
You would have sued for them?
I would have sued for them. That would have broken my heart.
Matt David and Chris
It was Pratt. Totally unnecessary, but what I don't agree with is Dana White, like, during the press conference, he really painted Khabib to be this, like, evil guy who might get his, like, visa taken away. When it's like, here's a guy, yeah, he jumped out of the octagon, and he got into, like, a little scuffle with Dylan Danis or whatever. Different, not much different than Conor McGregor jumping out and getting, you know, getting in Jose Aldo's face and whatnot. If it had ended there, nothing would have happened.
Fine.
But then people, you know,
the team jumping in to get Conor.
But you didn't see the other footage, did you?
No, Conor punched.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The initial footage only showed Conor just kind of, it seemed like Conor was standing there and then just got jumped by a bunch of dudes. Conor was in full action when
he was about to jump it. Yeah.
Yeah, he was fighting other people in there too. What I don't like is Dana White talking about a visa suspension, Khabib not being able to fight here and painting this really like bad image of him. And I really like what Khabib said afterwards where he was like, you know, everyone seems to forget that he was really arrested. Like, he put a lot of UFC fighters' lives in danger. Like, how am I the bad guy?
But can I make that argument, though? Yeah. My argument is that true, but you're not that big of as big of a star as Conor.
But Khabib is a big star.
He is a very big star, but he hasn't made the UFC as much money as Conor has. So
but that's still
Conor will get some
but that's
leeway.
Still hypocritical,
it's
right?
Not because it's like this. It's like somebody like in a, let's say a movie, the star of the movie, and then somebody that's ninth lead. If somebody's starring in a movie does something, it gets bigger news. Then you know, it's just hierarchy.
I think that I really didn't like the way it went down at the end, but I really do empathize for Khabib. I do. I don't think that he's the bad guy in all of this. I think that he lost his
all
cool
parties.
For a hot second. But Conor, there's a reason why Conor didn't press charges.
Yeah.
He wasn't even concerned about the fight.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, that shit happens.
He was pissed that he lost, really.
But if we're really, here's the one thing that's a fact, though.
He committed a real offense. Conor did.
Khabib Nurmagomedov,
yep,
right?
That's how you say it.
Is the true champion.
Yep.
He is.
He is.
Undisputed.
Undisputed. Undefeated. The guy looks like he'll never lose. His style is unbreakable. He has, it's almost as if he has a power that's almost superhuman.
I want Conor to still fight. I love Conor.
He will still fight.
But I think that was a very one-sided fight, yeah. I mean, I told you guys too. You
what
were like, Conor's going to catch him. I was like, tell you what, Khabib's going to catch him. And fucking he did.
Second
he knocked him down.
Let me ask you something. By looking at the fight, does Conor even have the tools or the ability to beat him?
Yeah, of course. You have a punch.
His John Kavanaugh was talking on Rogan saying like their game plan did work. They already assume we will lose the first round. Get ready for 10-9. Just don't exert any energy. Just stay balled up until
which
Khabib,
he did,
which you
yeah.
were calling out the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, the whole time because Conor wasn't really getting hurt at all.
Yeah, he said like, the plan was the third round. Then let's try striking when Khabib's tired out. They did, but then
yeah.
Khabib, it didn't go their way. Still, they felt like Khabib was still kind of catching with punches.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. I was pretty... I wasn't surprised that it was that much of a mauling. Like, as soon as Khabib gets his hands on you, that guy's a truck.
Yeah.
I don't think... Like, someone... I was watching one of the analysis before the fights, and a lot of fighters who fought him, like, you guys don't know what it feels like to actually... when he has his hands on you. Everyone knows he's strong, but you don't know just how strong until he's got you down.
But that could also help Conor in the next... if they do fight again.
Oh, for sure.
Because he now knows what it's like to be in there.
Yeah.
He now knows specifically what he needs to work on.
Like him and Nate. Same thing.
And it's like the thing of getting his legs trapped like that, you know? What I mean, just how do you...
how do you get out of that? That's so intense. You don't defend that. You don't get out of that. And he didn't get out of it.
No. Yeah. That's his goal was not to get out of it. Just sit there and wait.
I don't know, man. I was really impressed.
But Ferguson and Pettis.
I was so impressed. Woo!
Wow, that was a wild one. That was a wild one.
Dude, I think Anthony Pettis' star is way back on the rise. I know he took an L, but that was a really exciting fight.
It was good times.
It was like the old Anthony Pettis again. But El Cucuy is a fucking beast, man. That was so fun.
Give me that and Khabib.
The one thing I love most about Tony Ferguson is that it doesn't matter if he almost loses in the first round, how bloodied he is, or how much you think he's never going to come back and win it. He always comes back and wins it. He always gets into these like massive, just really bloody brawls. You saw John Anik's shirt, right? How the blood like, flew
was just
over.
On his shirt, yeah.
That was really impressive.
I think Tony should have the next shot at Khabib, by the way.
I agree.
But doesn't Tony want the money fight with Conor?
I think he'll go for that belt first. Because Conor should probably take Nate.
I think it'd be more exciting. I don't think it's fair that Conor gets Khabib again. I think Ferguson Khabib.
I think so, yeah.
And I think that if Ferguson wins, then Ferguson Conor would be a big fight.
Another big fight.
Yeah.
And then Conor gets it back, and then Khabib. I think that'd be a good three-way.
Lots of.
Yeah. It's a lot of money there.
Oh, God, I really, really wanted to see like a post-fight interview from the both of them. I feel gypped in that way. Yeah, but I really wanted to hear Conor. I wanted, because he's always such a gracious loser, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's nuts. He would have been like, yeah, I fucking lost. Rematch.
Yeah.
Any shows for Bobby?
Yes, Bobby will be at the Brea Improv mid-November. After that, he'll be at the Arlington Draft House, and then San Diego at American Comedy Company in December. Go to BobbyLeeLive.com for more dates.
And thanks to all our sponsors, 23andMe, Ridge Wallet, and Robinhood. Order your 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service Kit at 23andMe.com/TigerBelly for 10% off a slim, slick, and futuristic-like Blade Runner wallet. Go to RidgeWallet.com and use the code TigerBelly. And for a free stock to help build your profile, sign up at Tiger.Robinhood.com. Tiger.Robinhood.com. Any other announcements before we go?
I don't know. Did I write anything? One second.
Did I get my 23andMe back yet or no?
No, I did, but we'll talk about it when... let me see.
Anything? But make sure, if you guys haven't, it would help us greatly to go on to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and shoot us a little review.
Also, I want to say one more thing. After the podcast, I remember that we did have computers at Blair High School. We only had a few, and they were very, very old, but I do remember having a typing class.
Of there.
So I take that back.
Fact checked herself.
My memory has failed me. I was like, really? We didn't have computers? And like, we did, because I remember Mr. Sells, who was like this redheaded, really heavy set man, and he was so nice.
Well, that was her teacher crush. There you go.
Not quite, but you know.
A redhead. A large redhead man.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly, and email us any questions at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. Kalala, we can follow you at?
At Calamity K.
George Kimmel, we can follow you at?
Bryce Alec.
You just follow Bryce at Yell at Bryce. What? And then you can follow everything Bobby Lee at BobbyLee.com. Have a good night.